Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you. We are in for about 3 days of very windy and dusty conditions. Today is not supposed to be as bad as tomorrow or like 40-mile-an-hour gusts on Thursday and Friday, but I'm not a big fan of the wind here in southern Arizona. Are you, Sean McCluskey?
It messes up my hair.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Uh-huh. How about you, David?
Not when all the pollen's in the air.
Yeah, it kind of gets to you, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. All right. Ray Allen on the other side of the glass. Ray is engineering and producing the show. He'll also be on the receiving end of your calls at 790-2040, and I'm sure you will want to call. The showdown today, lots to talk about. We're coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice, 790-2040. Before we begin the showdown, I want to tell you about coming up at 12:30. They're going to do an agave festival at Hotel Congress. Very cool. And then we'll close out the show talking about May at Biosphere 2. Their What If series has been very successful, and it wraps up this month. The monthly showdown on the Buckmaster Show is the only place, probably in Arizona radio, where the far left and the far right sit down once a month because we feel it's important to hear both sides. Sean McCluskey, Tea Party and Republican Party activist, seated to my right, to my left, leftist David Morales. David created the Three Sonorans blog site, which is now 5 years old. Is that one?
Yeah, 5 years old.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 5 years old for the
over 2 million reads.
2 million reads on the Three Sonorans. All right. A couple of months ago, Sean and David, what many thought unthinkable, Donald Trump is the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, Sean. And, you know, the conventional wisdom is he doesn't have a chance. But I say this is not a conventional year.
It's not a conventional year by any means. I mean, if you look at it, we said on this show, I mean, I said it myself, Donald Trump wasn't going to be in this past January. Then I modified it and said past April. And now here we are, and he's the nominee. You have to look at the dynamic, vast group that we had running on the Republican side. We crossed all spectrums. We just didn't have the two old white people.
18 candidates?
17 or 18. But the Democrats have two old white people. And, you know, they always say that the party of diversity and everything else. But if you look at our candidates, we were truly diverse. We ended up with Donald Trump. He's the most decisive. He's the most divisive. And he can at times be the most aloof. But you know what? I think that's why he resonates with the American people. And I believe he will be our next president.
Wow. David, do you think he's got a shot?
I think it all depends on what happens on the Democratic side. Donald Trump had this interesting quote this morning saying he thought today, you know, he would have kept fighting and it would have been Hillary that would have kind of, you know, won Indiana and been the presumptive nominee. But it's not clear. And what's also clear is that if you ignore the superdelegates, it's going to be a contested convention for the Democrats because you still have California coming up. And she's still, I think, about 600 votes delegates away. And California is about 450 or so. And Bernie's pulling ahead over there. So, you know, it's not over. And I think you know, all the polls show that Sanders beats Trump easily, whereas if Hillary wins, you know, maybe a lot of people
won't. Do the Sanders people stay home if Hillary wins is the question.
Big question.
Well, for myself, I know that I'll be voting for Jill Stein if for the Green Party.
So you'll go third party ticket.
Mm. Yeah.
And you'll pretty much do like they did the Republicans when we had Gary Johnson on the Libertarian ticket a couple 4 years ago. He pulled off enough Republicans to get Barack Obama.
So you will not be voting for Hillary.
I think there was this interesting concept from the MAS classes called Tezcatlipoca, which was self-reflection. And I think this year is a perfect year for self-reflection for both the Democrats and the Republicans. I think Donald Trump is a perfect embodiment of what Republicans have become today, you know, where, you know, rich, corporate.
You can't say that.
I can say that because, you know, he
doesn't represent the whole Republican body. I mean, if you look at the votes, he's 50% of the
Republican
body. I know,
but the thing
body,
is, he gets away with saying things that are so outrageous and so wrong and racist and sexist. And then people just say, well, he says it like it is. He tells the truth. Thereby, you know, indirectly endorsing what he says about Muslims and Mexicans and women. And then I think on the same time, you know, the Hillary Clinton is a good self-reflection, too, because the Democrats have become this very corporate party, you know, beholden to the banks and so on. So I think it's a good – they're both perfect embodiments of what the two-party system has become today.
Tom has called us at 790-2040. He wants to go off topic. That's okay. He wants to bring up the desegregation lawsuit at TUSD. Go ahead, Tom.
What is new about the Hispanic lady who's suing because the desegregation problem is not enabling Hispanic children – in TUSD to get a decent education?
You guys know who he might be referring to?
Probably Sylvia Campoy. I mean,
okay. Exactly.
She actually gave. She was on the morning show last week, and that was actually really, really good interview. I was kind of surprised by how professional and it all went.
Well, you have to understand that Chris and her see eye to eye on this issue. It's the only issue they see eye to eye on. Typically, they're on both opposite sides. But when you agree on something, you can see how the passion comes through. And the desegregation has been going on for 40 plus years. It hasn't solved anything except keep funneling money into TUSD where they go ahead and waste it.
Yeah, so I think my answer to you would be to go to the podcast for last Wednesday, I think it was, or Thursday, on the morning show and listen to that. And there's a lot of your questions will be answered there.
All right, back to the live line. Keith has a comment for Mr. Morales on the Democratic Party. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. We all know what DA thinks of us. And DA, this is what we think of you. The baby-killing ghetto slave master says what? That's the Democrat Party, baby. Get over it.
Well, okay, so let's look at the party structure. You know, the Democrats truly supported Obamacare. Would you agree with me? They wholeheartedly got behind Obamacare.
Yeah.
Now, up at the state level, we have an issue with our budget going on right now. We've got a budget battle. The Republicans funded everything they needed to fund, and the Democrats wanted more. Because the Democrats say that the product that they picked, Obamacare, is failing them. And when you look at child services or kids' choice, the reason why there's no more money is because the state funded it up to where Obamacare picks up. But Obamacare sucks so bad that the Democrats say that it needs more money. Why not fix Obamacare instead of blaming the Republicans at the state level for not funding it enough?
But we're the only state that doesn't have kids care now.
Because it's not needed, because it's fully funded up to the point to where Obamacare takes over.
Well, I think, you know, Keith's point is actually very interesting because, you know, I think Trump is actually pro-choice. And so, you know, but what's interesting is I think it was the head of the pro-life party in Arizona was actually kind of, I was reading the Arizona Republic, she was against, like, this the kids care thing.
Because she wanted more money for herself.
Right. But the thing is, like everyone said, like, basically people in Arizona are subsidizing the health care for all the other 49 states, and we're not getting any of that money in return. It was free.
No, it's not free. You have to pay additional to it so that you double tax citizens.
We are already paying into it. We're just not getting any of it back. And that's the thing. It's like it would have been free for Arizona people. And every other state has it.
It's not free. It's taxes.
I know. It's taxes that we've already paid.
Which if you want to get more, you have to go above and beyond. And what do you do to get there? You tax even more.
It's already been taxed.
Right? So I'm just saying that the state legislature covered up to the point to where Obamacare is supposed to kick in and take over. It is not the Republicans' fault that Obamacare, the Democratic program, is so poorly managed and so poorly run and administered that it cannot cover it. So who do you want to blame? Blame Obama.
790-2040, 790-2040, if you would like to join in the conversation. We're going to take the break right here because I'm going to switch topics about this Arizona college adding a fee to fund scholarships for undocumented immigrants. That's next on the Showdown, 790-2040. Be right back.
What is it, boy? You want to go where? To the Humane Society's Putting on the Dog? It is the best event in Tucson. You're right. We should go.
Get your tickets to Tucson's best pet event, Putting on the Dog, Friday, May 6th from 6 to 9 at the Tucson Hilton El Conquistador. Food by Tucson Originals, live and silent auctions, great entertainment, and more. Tickets at hssaz.org/POD. All proceeds benefit the Humane Society of Southern Arizona.
This is Bill Buckmaster with some exciting news. You could win a $1,000 or a $500 travel voucher to one of 16 nonstop destinations from Tucson International Airport in the Travel Smart with TUS contest. Register for free through Tucson International Airport's Facebook or Twitter pages, or go to the website TravelSmartTUS.com. Good luck. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Ama Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It is the showdown. David Morales is to the left of me, Sean McCluskey to the right. Big dust up within the last 30 days. Prescott College will be one of only two schools in the United States to add a student fee that will go toward a scholarship for undocumented students. Sean, I know you've been livid about this.
Okay, the students agreed to self-impose this fee, and it just shows how stupid 18 to 24-year-old people really can be, because they just tax themselves extra to give somebody who entered the country illegally a scholarship to get a better education. I'm all for the better education port, except do it in your home country. Don't do it here illegally. That's all I have to say.
Well, I think we have the actual organizer of this.
We do.
And she could
All right. And her name is?
Muriel.
Muriel. Muriel Manning, a graduate student who spearheaded the whole student-led effort. Muriel, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thanks for having us on today.
So tell me, why is this scholarship so necessary?
So undocumented people in the United States don't have access to federal financial aid, which is what two-thirds of other college students use to pay for education. And so as students with access to college, we were excited to strategically organize to be able to pay a fee that will actually fund undocumented students to be able to have the same opportunities as the rest of us.
You are excited to give your own money away to offer somebody else an opportunity who broke into your country. If somebody broke into your home, would you offer them a soda and a sandwich? That's just what you did.
No, we actually, I mean, to start with, you know, the immigration laws are completely unjust, and we recognize that we need larger structural changes, and actually having barriers to education is creating a segregated society, and so we
for
really
people who illegally entered the country.
I think there's a huge misunderstanding about history, actually, because we don't think that those laws are just, and
you don't think, but in fact they are. They're on the books, so they're there. So you have to abide by the laws that everybody else abides by. You just can't pick and choose which rules you want to take. You're 24 or 26 plus minus years old. I mean, you haven't experienced enough life to understand anything as what goes on in reality. You're mentioning federal funding for illegal immigrants who are here to get an education. Those illegal immigrants haven't paid a dime into any portion of the federal system. The same system that funds your education, they haven't paid anything into it. At least your parents who are here legally have paid into that system.
So basically, I mean, there's like, first of all, undocumented people work so hard in this country.
Didn't say they didn't work. They didn't pay into the system.
There's changes in immigration law. I mean,
haven't paid into the system.
Don't have an idea of history.
They have not paid anything into the system to receive the funding.
They pay sales taxes, don't they? Every time
they have not paid into the federal system to receive the funding.
Muriel, hang with us because Cynthia has called 790-2040. Let's include Cynthia as well. Go ahead, Cynthia.
Yes. I really have a problem with Democrats trying to find votes with all these things because this is only going to benefit the Democrats. They complain all the time about inner city kids who have poor education, don't have enough money and everything. Why are we not concentrating on giving our legal citizens
go, Cynthia, go. Yes, ma'am.
And not only that, this thing will just encourage more illegal kids coming over here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's let Muriel answer Cynthia's accusation. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, people are not illegal. Everyone deserves access to higher education. And, I mean, you look at other countries like Germany, U.S. citizens can get free education. So, really, I think the U.S. is behind
move to Germany, please.
We have enough money on a national level to actually fund education. We just need to fund education and not prisons, you know?
But, Muriel, getting back to what Sean is trying to say is the fundamental here is that these people are in the country illegally.
Yeah, that, and like Cynthia said, you have inner-city kids who don't have the same opportunity. Why not support people that are here already? Why not take care of your homeless vets? Why not take care of your homeless people that are throughout the country? Why are you picking and choosing the winners to be the illegal entrance into the country? Why not take the people who are already here and help them first? And then if you have extra money, then you can help the others.
Everybody else has access to federal aid, you know? And so, like, we're just looking at those legal barriers, and I think it's also funny because a lot of people have gotten personally offended by this because they're saying it's their taxpayers' money, their taxpayer money, and the reality is it's literally students who organized for this and wanted it and are excited to join the national movement of undocumented leadership around the country. So this actually doesn't have anything to do with a lot of the people who are upset about it. It's our choice, it's our money, and No, I mean,
it's your scholarship, believe, which is federally funded, which is paid for by the taxpayers or who are here legally, who work their tail off and pay their taxes. Yes, it is.
It's a private school.
It's actually not, though. It's a private school, and the fee won't.
Where'd you get your scholarship fund?
Where'd
you
money?
Get your scholarship fund?
Personally.
Where's your scholarship coming from?
Where is your scholarship coming from? Federal money?
No, it's a self-imposed fee that the students are paying.
Every student that there receives no federal funding whatsoever to go to school there.
But we can't actually use the federal money. We will each use our own money.
You're self-imposing a tax.
So that's not actually.
Yes, it is. It's a self-imposed tax.
We've got a full board here. Let's go to Anchor. No, Natalia first. Natalia, go ahead.
Well, I just want to say, first of all, that I fully support the Freedom Education Fund and this scholarship and all of the students have come together to do at Prescott College. I think it's an amazing feat, especially in a place like Arizona, where it's clearly very unwelcoming to immigrants, especially when education is something that everyone strives for, and it's a part of the American dream that we have, but somehow it's not accessible to everyone who's in this country.
Everyone who's here legally, it's accessible to.
Let me just add something really quick. Some of these students are actually were known as dreamers. I mean, they came here when they were like 2 years old. They've actually graduated from Arizona schools. You know, they've been here their whole life. They're as American as all of us, but you know, they can't, access funds for college, even though they graduated from Arizona high schools.
Ancor is next at 790-2040. Ancor, hello. Hi, Ancor. Hello? Yes, sir.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm fully in support of this fee and this fund. Like was earlier mentioned, like a lot of like undocumented students have been here their entire lives. They are just as American as like people who are born here. They've been here their entire lives. They pay taxes every time they buy something from a store. They're paying taxes, but they're not able to benefit from the taxes they pay. Whenever they buy things, and just like living in this country, they're contributing to the economy. And for that, they deserve to have like an education. There's no reason like these imposed like.
What did they do to earn it?
Someone just said you're being very rude, Sean. I just got an email. Let this person.
No one needs to earn an education. Education is a human right. Everyone deserves an education. You don't need to earn it.
You said they deserve it. What did they do to earn it? They didn't do anything to earn it.
They went to high school. They graduated. They grew up.
They broke into the country illegally, and they deserve an education.
No,
that's just what he said. We just said
that.
What makes them deserving of an education?
If they came when they were 2 years old, they didn't break into the country.
Yes, somebody broke them into the country. Whether it was a coyote or their parents, they still drug them across the border illegally.
And
yes or no? Yes, illegally.
And so what? So we can pay for $50,000 to put them in prisons?
But I mean, you're not paying for the homeless. You're not paying for the underprivileged. You're not paying for the less fortunate in any one of the inner city ghettos. You're not taking care of them, but you're taking care of people, illegal immigrants, just like everywhere else. We always pander to the illegals, but we don't take care of our own, ever.
I just think if the Indians didn't take care of the illegal pilgrims, I mean, where would we be today?
You know. Muriel, I want to thank you very much for calling in. And where does this go from here? Is this a done deal?
So we're really excited, you know, as applications are flowing in, and we've had outpouring of support from across the country. So we're excited to build this and continue to be able to offer more scholarships and also just look at the larger systemic changes that our country needs to make, you know, and I think this is just one step in the right direction. So, yeah, we're excited to keep building.
All right, Muriel Manning, thank you very much for joining us. David, you want to jump in here?
Just wanted to add that Prescott College has a campus here in Tucson, so anyone that wants to be part of this, you know, Sean can send them there that way.
I'm just thankful that the College Republicans at the University of Arizona, NAU, and Arizona State all have a good, decent, solid head on their shoulders, and they do not act accordingly like the rest of the millennials, because heaven help us, we need to pray for them.
Well, I mean, what's the choice? Do you want to educate people that are here, that are going to live here, that are going to be here, that went to high school here, or are you going to not educate them? You're going to have them, you know, fill the prisons, and you're going to
answer your own question. You won't support the inner city kids, but you'll support the illegals. Way to go.
I'll support everyone. I mean, I'm the one always arguing with you about how the state, you know, cut like community colleges to zero. I mean, this is the way Arizona is.
Just added more money to K-12 and another $30 million to the university system, and I bet you the regions add to the
comment
expense
here
anyhow.
From Sandy, just emailed me. Sandy says many people have lots of opportunities to fund their college education where someone who came here to our country at age 4 has no opportunities. What does Sean McCluskey say to that?
They entered the country illegally.
Well, I mean, so this is, you know, supposed
to... Did they or did they not? That's the answer to the question. How'd they get here? They got here illegally, yes or no?
Hey, you know, slavery was once, you know, legal.
Nah, we're not going back then. We're going to this. Stay on point. The question is, did they enter the country legally or illegally? They entered illegally.
The thing is, the concept of illegal doesn't necessarily mean what's right. What is right is for people to get educated. Maybe it's not legal in this state because, you know, we have Republicans running this state. But, you know, teaching Mexican-American history is illegal in this state.
See Mexican immigration laws and see who's stronger, us or them. They are 10 times
over. Guess what? We shouldn't compare ourselves to a third world country. I mean, that's...
Oh, just because it's convenient you picked that angle.
No.
That's great.
Well, why would you compare yourself to Mexico? Why are you going to say, well, they treat immigrants worse than...
I like their immigration laws. They're tough. They stick to them, and they actually enforce them. Well, we don't do any of it.
If we
let rapists and killers come into our country and go to the San Francisco Pier and kill people that have been removed from this country 3 times that have a criminal record. We release thousands of people who have criminal records back into our society. How is that helping anybody? But yet you want to send these people to school.
All right, Sean McCluskey and David Morales, very lively discussion on the scholarship for illegal immigrants. So a good discussion. Thank you, gentlemen, and we'll see you in June. Thanks. All right, we'll be right back. Agave Festival time is here. We're going to talk about all things agave. That's next.
Hi, this is Ken Flower with Arizona Party Rental. We are proud to provide everything Arizona Wildcat fans need to enjoy the game. And here to tell you all about it is a very familiar voice.
Hey, it's Brian Jeffries, voice of the Wildcats. Make the right call and do what the cats do. Call Arizona Party Rental for your next special event.
Thanks, Brian. Man, wait until everybody finds out what we have in the works, like our Monteverde Grill. It's a gourmet kitchen on wheels, a 5-star restaurant, and our new high-tech selfie photo booth. Learn more online at ArizonaPartyRental.net.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We have an entire section devoted to the Old West and its heritage. Contributors include Wyatt Earp historian Scott Dyke and hiking Apacheria's Jerry Egan. We also look back at Old West newspapers and feature a column, This Day in Old West History. It is Old West News from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Thursday as we talk with Michael Keith. Mr. Keith is head of the Downtown Tucson Partnership, plus the Buckmaster Show legal contributor Don Luce joins us. Buckmaster Live, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI, with live streaming podcasts and our show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. All right, welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Try to settle down here after a very lively opening half hour.
Yes, I listen.
Yes, Todd Hanley is with me. Todd is the Hotel Congress General Manager, also General Manager at Maynard's.
Yes, sir.
It was lively.
It was amazing. It was pretty intense,
well,
but it was.
Yeah, and I know people say, well, it gets real heated, but this is the only place on the radio where you get kind of the far left and the far right.
Yeah,
they go at it, and so
I was impressed.
My thinking is just let these folks have their say.
That's really all you can do, and it's a testament to your radio station to bring on the different perspectives. So congratulations and kudos. I enjoyed it as I was relaxing. I was a little tense, but it was
there. You go.
It was fun.
Listen, Todd, before we talk about the Agave Festival that's coming up downtown, I do want to tell the listeners about one of our fine sponsors. That's Green Things Nursery. And coming up this weekend is Mother's Day,
sure,
of course. And Saturday, Green Things does these wonderful free workshops. They've got a Mother's Day workshop coming up over at Green Things. You know, Green Things, what a fabulous location over on
I
East
love them.
River
I actually,
Road.
We use them for our poinsettias during the holiday season.
Thank you.
They're fantastic.
And this was unsolicited, folks.
Yes,
this
it was. Well.
And I do this so many times with guests. I bring up Green Things, and they have so many fans. Started, as you know, Todd, as 4 acres. They've now expanded to 13 acres all the way up to River at 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of Brandy Fenton Park. GreenThingsAZ.com.
Bill, they're also actually going to provide covers for our agave plants for the dinner. They're
Are
giving
they?
Us those little aluminum foil sleeves for plants.
Yeah.
So how that's
perfect.
That's almost a vortex of perfection.
Hey, this is what they say, Todd. This has been serendipitous.
Yeah, I can't
so
use that word.
The Agave Heritage Week kicking off at Hotel Congress this week. This, I understand, kind of is an outgrowth of a tribute to my favorite spirit, tequila. 8 years ago, there was kind of a tequila week, right?
It was a one-day festival, but we wanted to do something fun and festive around Cinco de Mayo, so Aaron DeFeo came up with Tequila Fest, and the very next year, we expanded to agave because there's so many different types of spirits coming from the agave plant. And fast forward to last year, it turned into a three-day weekend. And this year, it's turned into a week-long festival with international experts from Mexico, a mezcal expert, a gentleman who is big in preservation and ecology around the pollination of the agave plant, which is a very interesting story. His name is Rodrigo Medellin. He's called the Batman of Mexico. And I didn't know that bats actually pollinate agave plants.
I had no idea.
I don't think anybody does, truly.
Huh.
So it's very interesting. So it's an exciting opportunity for Tucson, in particular the Hotel Congress and Maynard's Marketing Kitchen, to be at the forefront, which will become a truly destination for all things agave.
So you're doing an agave dinner Friday evening at 6:30, and Janos is involved, right?
Yeah, we're actually hosting the dinner at Janos's new place, the Carriage House. Mm-hmm.
And Janos is friends with Rodrigo, the Batman of Mexico. So it was a fantastic partnership. The proceeds benefit Native Seed Search, which is a wonderful local non-for-profit about heritage grains and heritage foods in this community. And yeah, it's a fantastic four-course meal. We have a mezcal chocolatier coming up, bringing truffles that I gave to you.
Yeah, I can't wait to try one of these.
Yeah, you will enjoy.
I'll have this for my lunch today. My dessert for lunch. So it's got a little bit of mezcal in the chocolate. Yeah. Is that the way it works?
Exactly. It's probably 60 to 80% cacao, so it's pure dark chocolate. It's really fantastic.
Yeah, the darker the chocolate, the better for me. The health benefits really, you got to go over 60, and if you get up to 85, you can handle that, which I can. I like that real dark chocolate.
It really is a fantastic mix of a subtle mezcal flavor with wonderful dark chocolate.
Hotel Congress doing such great things. You know, in January, you do that, the Dillinger thing has really become quite a destination in itself for a lot of people. Tomorrow we have Michael Keith on the program.
Oh,
the
sure.
Downtown
great.
Tucson sure. Partnership. So many things happening with downtown. You've been involved, of course, downtown and with Maynard's, and now this news that Caterpillar is going to be actually involved in building on some Rio Nuevo land.
Yeah, just west of Cushing Street Bridge.
Putting a regional headquarters of an international company downtown. Yeah. That's big.
It's huge. And I'm a Midwesterner, so Caterpillar is near and dear to my heart. So
I'm
like,
from
wow.
Chicago. Where are you from?
I'm from a tiny town in central Illinois called Morris, Illinois, right off of Route 80.
Wow.
Yeah, it's 8,500. It's you would not know.
Well, small town Illinois, I can guarantee you one thing. I do not know that town, but I do know that you love basketball in Morris.
I do, but I actually...
the people of Morris support...
Football. We were a traditional Friday Night Lights. I actually was that one jock that dated the cheerleader, but played football in college. And yeah, so that's how I came to Tucson, really, was going to college and playing football. I met my buddy and moved to Chicago.
When did you play football here at the U of A?
No, I was at a school in Michigan, Western Michigan University.
Western Michigan.
Yeah, 92 to 97.
Yeah. So yeah. And the position?
Linebacker.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So Hotel Congress is doing quite well, and Maynard's will be celebrating, my goodness, started 2008. And Maynard's, Hotel Congress has been there throughout the whole renaissance of downtown, through the bad days of the Rio Nuevo, but then Maynard's really was kind of that first destination restaurant.
It really was, and I thank you for recognizing that. That's important because when we opened in 2008, it was I don't know if it's the heart, but it was in the middle of the recession, and construction was still going on downtown. The streetcar had still not even started. So I'm selfishly believe we really anchored the renaissance of downtown from a food and beverage perspective. Janos came back downtown after that. Yeah. The Hub opened up. So Richard and Shana Ostrand, they deserve all the kudos for that because they took a historic property, the Train Depot, and put in a fantastic market and restaurant. And again, they launched it.
And the whole Meet Me at Maynard.
Yeah, sure.
that's the jogging.
Yeah, Jannie Cox. I just met with her yesterday. She's doing great, and that is the most successful Meet Me concept. They have one in Phoenix. They have one at La Encantada. People love downtown. They love the architecture. They love the history. They love the culture. Yeah. It's a fantastic time to be in Tucson and in particular downtown.
You know, I was reflecting because in my TV show days, I used to interview, at the time it was Mayor Walkup every month on the show. And I remember, this must have been about 2007, before Maynard's, the whole restoration, he said, well, we're going to fix up the Train Depot, and restore it, the whole thing, and put a really great restaurant in there. And a lot of people poo-pooed it because they said, well, downtown's never going to come back.
Yeah,
and look at where we are. Look at where we are in less than basically 10 years.
Again, if you're a naysayer, you just have to eat crow and come downtown and eat some great food and drinks. I mean, absolutely. All great things are difficult, but I believe we hit a home run with the addition of Maynard's into the historic Train Depot.
So what should we know? What should we, if we want to take part in the Agave Week, what's
the best place? Go to hotelcongress.com. That's a great way to go, but Tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, obviously a great holiday on many levels, but we also have the Friday Agave dinner. Agave Heritage Dinner at the Carriage House. Tomorrow, actually, we're welcoming Roger Klein and the Peacemakers to the Club Congress, which is a great act. We have two seminars, one at 5:30 and one at 6:45. An internationally renowned mezcalier is coming in to talk about all things mezcal. We have Aaron DeFeo talking about how to make a great cocktail out of agave spirits. So we have two seminars tomorrow, the big Roger Klein concert. Friday, we have the big agave dinner, still tickets available, proceeds to Native Seeds. And Saturday is the big boy. It's the Agave Fest, 55 to 60 different types of agave spirits, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., live music by a local band, Tesoro. Again, the truffles will be a part of the Agave Fest, so you'll get that included in the $35 price.
Good.
It's just going to be fantastic next few days.
All right, Todd, thank you very much for coming in. And hold on with me, Todd, for a few moments while I tell our listeners about another fine sponsor. Do you like the blues?
I do, yeah.
Coming up, the 21st annual Silver City, New Mexico Blues and Bikes Festival. They don't want to leave out the bikers. Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
It's just 3 hours over to Silver City. They've been such a great loyal sponsor. We send so many of our listeners over there to a great part of the Southwest United States. Taj Mahal Trio is going to be the headliner at the 21st annual Silver City Blues Festival. Check it out, southwestnewmexico.org. Great places to stay. They're all listed there, like Bear Mountain Lodge. Again, southwestnewmexico.org. Back right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. I've got one wife, five kids, two grandchildren, and I'm afraid I live in a place where some of those scorpions get in the house, and I'm here to report one of the smartest calls I ever made was to my friend Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. Guess what? The only scorpion the Lehmans ever see is a dead one. Call.
We're Five Star Pest Control, and we know what bugs you.
Local Tucson business, American Openings, is pleased to be a sponsor of Gospel Rescue Mission. They're on a mission to restore lives that are afflicted by homelessness, hopelessness, and addiction. Each day, the Gospel Rescue Mission in Tucson houses, feeds, and ministers to hundreds of men, women, and children. Gospel Rescue Mission, where homelessness ends and lives are restored. You can learn more at grmtucson.com. American Openings is proud to support Gospel Rescue Mission.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Back, it is the Buckmaster Show, midweek edition, presented by UA College of Science. This segment, with nearly 7,500 undergraduate and graduate students, the UA College of Science bringing together globally prominent faculty and disciplines at the core of scientific inquiry and education. Find out more, cos.arizona.edu. UA Science and Innovation, a place of discovery. I'll tell you, a place of discovery and innovation, Biosphere 2, which is, of course, in the U of A portfolio. Dr. Kevin Bonine is here, Director of Education and Outreach at Biosphere 2, and Kevin is also Director of Outreach Initiatives at the UA College of Science. Kevin, how are you?
Great, great. Thanks for having me.
Well, the What If series, which is just a Saturday kind of, we don't call it a lecture series, we call it kind of an a chance to interact with top scientists, has been very successful.
It's been very successful. We started last fall, and we've been going every Saturday. We're going to continue through May, and what we've been able to do is get some of the top scientists from the U of A and the community to get in front of our visitors, give them kind of a five-minute TED-style talk, an overview of the highlights of their work and why it's important, and then those visitors have a chance to interact with the scientists, ask questions, manipulate hands-on equipment and samples and all sorts of things. It's been wonderful.
What's coming up Saturday?
So this coming Saturday on the 7th of May, one of our local treasures, a woman named Diana Rhodes, is going to talk about national parks. What if our national parks didn't exist? It's the centennial of the National Park Service, and obviously Saguaro National Park is a huge part of our local community, a huge asset to all of us, and she's working with the National Park Service and Western National Parks Association and closely with the College of Science, and she's going to talk about the assets that the parks bring to us.
And May 14th?
May 14th, Mike Knopfziger, who is involved in outreach with the College of Optical Sciences, and he always has fantastic lasers and other fun light toys to play with, and his theme is, what if you could travel at the speed of light? So I think he's going to get inside our heads a little bit and get us to think about what is it like to think in that universe, because those speeds are just, you know, they're sort of unfathomable.
Yeah, I mean, just this week we heard about some planets that are only 40 light years away that could be very similar to Earth. So who knows? But, you know, when you say 40 light years, oh, that's 40, that's not too bad. But then what the heck is a light year? And then you really start to think about it, don't you?
That's right. And how do you get your rocket to go that fast?
I know. You've got a huge event on May 21st at Biosphere 2.
That's right. So One Young World, which is an international group that promotes educating and empowering young professionals to tackle the challenges of the future. They're going to have an environment summit at the U of A and at Biosphere 2. It starts on the 19th and goes through the 21st. And tickets are still available. I would encourage folks to look up One Young World online. And we're bringing in all sorts of experts from around the world and obviously leveraging all the expertise we have on campus to really put together a fantastic environment summit.
And who would be invited to come to that?
It's a plethora of folks that includes, you know, top scientists from the U of A, but then the former president of Peru and other leaders of industry and government from around the world.
Oceans will be the What If event on May 28th. We'll kind of close out the What If series for this particular season anyway, and oceans will be a focus.
That's right. So we're going to wrap up our What If series at the end of May and take a little hiatus in the summer so everybody can cool off, if you will. But unfortunately, a year ago, Rafe Sagarin, our scientist who was focused on the ocean, he was killed while riding his bike out near Oracle, Arizona, out near Biosphere 2. And we want to honor and pay tribute to his legacy, as well as focus on the important science that we do with the ocean. And one of the books that he wrote was Learning from the Octopus. So our question is, what if you could learn from the octopus? And he was really a synthetic thinker and pulled together some really amazing disciplines. And it's fun to pursue those lines of inquiry.
Just shocking. Rafe, what a bright light and a fine young man who really had traveled the world seeing and working and researching on our oceans, really was considered to be at the top of his game in his field.
That's right. Yeah, a very tragic accident almost a year ago now, late May of 2015. And what he did really well was pull together experts and leaders in a bunch of different fields, from the defense industry to business to science, and get the best ideas from those groups to intersect and then pursue those intersections to help us answer some of the big challenges of our time.
Well, Biosphere 2, of course, does not close down in the summer, and it is a great opportunity to go in, maybe cool off, right, inside Biosphere 2, and you've got a full slate of summer activities.
That's right. We were open every day during the summer, so we invite the public to come visit, and we look forward to showing off the iconic facility and the work that we do, the research that we do. We have a number of residential programs in the summer, especially for middle and high school students because they're not in their normal classes. We have a partnership with UCSD, so they bring a group from California. We have a middle school week and a high school week with our flagship Summer Science Academy. We've partnered with a group in San Francisco called Edgemakers that is empowering youth to be change makers and solve today's challenges without waiting till they're 50-year-old experts, but really leveraging what they can do today and their energy and novel ideas.
We had last week on the show, Kevin, we had the two co-founders here in the studio of, well, they weren't the two co-founders of Biosphere 2. They were two of the original eight Biospherians. And they were talking about, of course, worldview.
Right.
And when you think back, 25 years. September will be the 25th anniversary of when the Biospherians first entered and were sealed in for a couple of years.
That's right. It's an amazing legacy, and it's an amazing example of how fast time flies. It's exciting to see that Jane and Tabor have taken their enthusiasm and their expertise and continue to push that and push the envelope of what we can do technologically and in space, and it's so exciting to have them around still.
All right, let's go to our live line. Greg has called. Would like to speak with Dr. Bonine. Go ahead, Greg.
Thanks, Bill. You know, Doc, I got a question for you about the history of what happened during those 2 years. Was it eight Biospherians? Is there anything online where a guy like me would like to hear? I mean, I'm sure there was some fascinating observations. And is there something that a guy could read about that?
Yeah, thanks for the call. There's lots of great stuff that you can read about. We summarize a lot of the research on our current U of A Biosphere 2 website, but there's also a number of books that have been written, including one by Jane Poynter, who we just referenced.
Right.
And there's several other books. And, you know, as you might expect, there are different perspectives and viewpoints on all these things. So if you're really interested in being an aficionado, I encourage you to read several of these books and kind of put the whole picture together. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, we talked a little bit with Jane about the book, and I'm trying to think of the title. title. I think it was 2 years and 20 minutes or something like that. But if you just Google Jane Poynter, P-O-Y-N-T-E-R, you'll come up with that book. And I hope to have, and they agreed to it, to come back when we get closer to the 25th anniversary, just spend a whole half hour talking about those early days. Would be a real interesting show.
That'd be a lot of fun. Yeah. And Jane Poynter has an excellent 18-minute TED Talk that you can find online and watch as well. And she's a very dynamic speaker, and you can learn a lot about what went on in that short TED Talk.
What's the best place to find out about Biosphere 2 these days?
Well, I think what we're doing now and the use of the facility for the research that the U of A wants to pursue, our website, biosphere2.org, is the best place to get information. And you can dig into the educational offerings, what we offer for the public, and all the different research trajectories that we have ongoing.
Been a great series, the What If series through May, and then the summer, a full slate of activities. Dr. Bonine, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you.
All right, coming up this afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8, The Daily Double with Christy Simone, and a different guest host every day, and then me, Bill Buckmaster. We're going to talk some more tomorrow at 12:04 with Michael Keith. We'll talk more about downtown. Todd Hanley sort of set the stage from Hotel Congress, but there's more as the renaissance of downtown Tucson continues. On behalf of my friend Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.